This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Secretariat meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, which was scheduled for today, has been postponed till tomorrow. A rainfall since last 2 days has lessened air pollution, though concerns remain of it going up again. And U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, hit by a missile, U.S. says, every military target on Iran's key oil island completely destroyed. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party's secretariat is scheduled to take place tomorrow. According to the party spokesperson Manish Jha, recommendations for the proportional representation PR system candidates under the House of Representatives election will be the main agenda of the meeting tomorrow. Although the meeting was set to be held today, it was rescheduled for tomorrow due to a health issue seen in party president Ravi Lamichani. The party has emerged as the largest party in both the first-past-the-post and PR elections in the recent voting held under the House of Representatives elections 2026. Air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley has been extremely high in recent days. However, rainfall over the past 2 days has slightly improved air quality. To understand what is happening and what to expect in the coming days, we have invited environmental specialist with specialization in air quality and climate change, Dr. Bhupendra Das, today. Sir, are you there? Like I mentioned, Kathmandu's pollution levels were very high recently, with air quality index going up to 188-89 few days back. But the rain over the past couple of days seems to have improved the quality slightly, with AQI around 125 this afternoon. First of all, I want to know how and why exactly does rainfall help reduce pollution in the air?
This is just a slight reduction. So what I could say, or what I wanted to say, that this is a short-term impact, okay? Because we will be still facing a higher pollution in the coming time. So for now, what I would like to say, why it reduced to some extent. First of all, that it is like having a flushing of a filter. So when there is a rainfall, generally what happens, it has a flush of effect in the atmosphere. So it settles the coarse pollutants, that is, for example, let's say particulate matter, PM2.5, PM10, for example, okay? And it comes to the ground level. So in this way, what happens, like, we'll be able to see clean environment or blue sky in the atmosphere. So overall, rainfall has a positive effect in the environment, especially for solving air pollution issues.
Okay, Kathmandu is often described as a bowl-shaped valley. So how does its geography contribute to pollution getting trapped here?
Generally what happens when we have a bowl-shaped valley, there is very little chances of wind blowing in the ground level of the Kathmandu Valley, because it cannot go very below. And what happens that once the pollutants get below, it's very difficult for the pollutants to come easily. It's not going to come easily, except like if we have rainfall or other patterns, like if it's massive wind blowing, okay? But generally what happens when we say a valley, that means you are surrounded by beautiful mountains like in Kathmandu, and so very little chances of air flows in the bottom level. Other thing is that temperature in Bajra also occurs, especially in the Kathmandu Valley. So what happens, like in general conditions, cool air is above and warm air is below. And if the temperature inversion happens, it is just opposite. So warm air gets above and the cool air gets in the below. And whenever there is any pollutants coming from sources, it gets trapped into the cool air, and that's when the pollution increases.
I want to get back to something that you said before, that this is only temporary and it could rise. So do you expect pollution levels to improve in coming days? And if it will improve, how will it improve? And if it does not improve, when can we see actual improvement?
As per our previous study, there is very less chances of pollutants or at least the pollution levels to rise until little chances, okay, to get reduction of the pollution
mm-hmm.
as of now. Because as I told you before, we had a rainfall and it is just a flood phenomena.
Yes.
To some extent, the pollution has declined. But when it is the time of like right now, and if we are going for another like season, or especially for like a month of April and May, so that is the main peak season
of pollution.
Okay, so what happens, like forest fire happens in that time, crop dystrophin burning also happens maximum in that time. So April and May is a peak time as per our previous studies. So there are likely chances, or there are little chances, let's say, okay, there are little chances of the pollution to be declined immediately.
So what you're saying that it won't, the pollution is here and it is here to stay and it won't clear till the end of, let's say, May. So that's 2 or 3 months still left.
Yeah, exactly. So we are going to face still 2-3 months of air pollution.
Oh my God!
So from June onwards, we'll be seeing the decline. So let's say it is a time of monsoon. So until we don't have monsoon season, so we'll be facing these issues. But there will be little rainfall in between, in between 2 to 3 months. So in that time, what happens? So when there is a rainfall, then again pollution level declines. So this will be just for a short phenomena, like temporary changes of air pollution. But it's not going to eliminate properly until we are going to have a monsoon season.
So the forecast of pre-monsoon, you are more than a weather forecaster, you are more air quality and climate change expert. But if you know anything about how the pre-monsoon season will go ahead, if there will be adequate rain, do you have any idea about it?
First of all, what I would like to say, these things are very much difficult for now. Why? Because climate change is happening, and it's mm-hmm. altering the climatic pattern. So what we can just predict that things goes well, but we cannot accurately say right now, okay, what will happen after 1 month or what is going to happen after 2 months, okay? So that will be just some kinds of predictions, okay? And it might be working sometimes, it might not working sometimes, because weather phenomena, climatic patterns, all are determined by different convective activities, like wind, precipitations, humidity, and also onshore events, So, and these things are mostly occurring in the ocean and also in some other parts of the regions, So we cannot exactly say right now what is going to happen in Nepal, because other factors that we mentioned right now, that might be also playing a big role in the coming time. And also, that war is also happening. So we are having various, dangerous type of pollutants emitting from this war, So it will be very, very difficult to predict right now what is going to happen. But we are just expecting of a normal monsoon time, and we are expecting what has happened in the past. We are also expecting for the, in the coming time.
So monsoon is still some months ahead. What short-term steps could the authorities and citizens take to reduce pollution and protect public health during these 3-4 months of pre-monsoon and early spring?
Yeah, generally, for authorities, I would like to suggest them to take immediate some actions. For example, they should work actively with the implementation of policy agendas. Whatever we have seen in the policy agendas and all that has to be immediately implemented. And according to the policy plans, programs, we have to look at the budget for better urbanity management. And these things are not seen much, so budget allocation is very much lacking. There's no research and development to these sectors, or let's say it's very minimal type of research and development. But governments should also think that this air quality agenda is going to be going for a very long time. And until we don't have a proper budget, it is very difficult to curb these issues. Because to curb air pollution, we need adequate funding. So we know the problems, we know the solutions as well. But we don't have proper budget. So until we don't have proper budget, how can we solve this solution? So this what I would like to suggest to the authorities is that they should also come up with some good planning of the budget. They should consult with their respective stakeholders, with the ministries, And then they should come up with some great plans, you know, because this air quality issue is going to be a big problem for the coming time as well. It is not going to be solved until we don't take any actions. So this is something like I would like to say for suggest to authorities. And also one thing is that like the authorities should also consult respective experts, for example, air quality experts, and they should take suggestions and like their opinion to curb this air pollution for now. Now, coming to the public side, like I would like to just suggest them that public should think that we are facing some kind of like critical issue right now. So whenever they go outdoor, they should wear a mask. But at least I would like to say N95 mask. But if you don't wear N95 mask, at least cloth mask should be okay. Also, some other different types of masks are available in the market. So I would like to say to them that mask is much more like for the end, it will protect from different kinds of like coarse pollutants. And also, I would like to suggest to the local or to the public that they should not engage any kind of like pollutants, like boosting activities. For example, they should not burn waste, they should not burn crop residue. They should also not be a part of participating in forest fire, because we can see here in Nepal, forest fire is one of the big issue, and this is also a time of occurrence of forest fire. So, you know, like government only alone cannot do a lot of things right now, but if the public is also doing from their side, definitely it can be much support to the government, and this year we'll be getting a better environment. So what I would like to say that it should be in the manner of like integrated way of being or solving these air pollution issues.
Thank you, Dr. Das. Thank you for your time. We'll have a new government in next 10 days. I hope the new government will work both in practical issues and policy issues. And I also hope that during the pre-monsoon time, we'll have sufficient rainfall and no forest fire, and the pollution level will go down. Thank you for your time to Radio Nepal.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, has been hit by a missile. Video shows fire and smoke rising in the aftermath. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said every military target on Iran's key oil island has been totally destroyed, but there was no damage to the oil infrastructure. Kharg Island is a tiny but strategic terminal in the northern Gulf, 22 miles off the coast of Iran. In response, Tehran has warned oil and energy infrastructure belonging to the firms that cooperate with the U.S. will be turned into a pile of ashes if Iran's energy facilities are attacked. Meanwhile, more U.S. Marines and warships are expected to be deployed to West Asia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Secretariat meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, which was scheduled for today, has been postponed till tomorrow. Rainfall since last 2 days lessen air pollution, though concerns remain of it going up again. And U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, hit by a missile. U.S. says every military target on Iran's key oil island completely destroyed. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.